Gentlemen, this hour at Monday, Friday, 7:30 to 8, Brother Johnny in Indianapolis today. Johnny?
David J. over here in Indiana.
Mike Ditka from Chicago. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys.
The sounds of the last week.
Monday was the time for us to hunker down. The light of day on Tuesday was a time for us to feel sad and sorrowful. Wednesday was to begin to plan, and Thursday starting to act.
I've looked in Nutley, Clifton, and if I hear of any places that are open, I try to go there, but I can only go so far because I have 3 bars of gas.
Trees are down all over, power lines are down, gas lines are a mile and a half long, stores are empty of food. It seems like it's something from the Middle Ages, like you never expected something like this until you really, like, live it.
Feeding is going to be our primary focus, feeding and sheltering, as we move into the next 24, 48 hours.
My sister lives on the Lower East Side, and she has no power. She's stuck there.
You know, we always see, you know, it happened in Florida, it happened in other areas, but really it happened here now. I hope it won't happen for another 100 years.
Here, we all hope that. It was a mess, and Mike, you had a hard time getting out of Connecticut. But you did get home. What a mess on the East Coast.
Well, I think people just don't understand, you know, that we all, you know, sometimes we're inconvenienced. But when you really look at the effect of what this storm was, and guys, I was in a private plane flying back over top of it, and I've never seen anything this big. And I mean, swirling, and it was an amazing storm, you know, And it really, you know, so you say we are inconvenienced a little bit, or somebody can't get a flight out on time, and you think of all the people who, you know, what they've lost. I mean, you know, to me, if a fire is one thing, if your house burns down, you rebuild it. But I mean, if it fills up with water, you got a problem because you got to clean it out and then start all over again. But it's a terrible thing, and you got to admire the people who have fought their way through it. I don't know how they're going to get food into these people, some of these people, and I don't know when the gas thing's going to end. I don't have no idea about that stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Mike, it's no fun. I can vouch for them. But it's in, you know, Steve, what really is interesting, and right there on those clips you heard them, I just can't believe it happened here. I couldn't believe. Well, what do you think? It's a storm. I mean,
yeah.
I, for 3 or 4 years, Mike, we were hearing, and ironically, several of the Northeast media outlets were wondering how we could be so stupid to build a house in front of where a storm could hit. I guess we don't know where the storms are going to hit, do we,
yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
John, you're right. It's a thing, you know, everybody wants to live on the beach or live on the water until
right.
Something like this happens, and then you say, geez, why would they build
exactly.
there?
What are they
because
thinking?
It's pretty daggone nice.
Down,
364
down
days a year.
Down to Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah.
Everybody's out on the water. If a storm like that hits, you're going to have some problems, but we don't know when the storms are going to come or how they'll manifest themselves. It happens, and I think the people up there are pulling together, and they'll be fine. But what a disaster.
This is going down as second only to Katrina, so you lived through Katrina, Johnny, so you understand. I don't think they're having quite the issues Katrina had with random shooting at the Corps of Engineers trying to fix a levee.
No, they definitely didn't have that kind of issue. You know, Manhattan was half under. You know, that $24 the Indians got for Manhattan isn't looking that bad. Maybe they knew something.
Yeah.
Well, our thoughts and prayers with everybody out there, because, boy, I tell you, if you're on empty and you're in the lower Manhattan, you don't have any food, and they're dumpster diving trying to find food, it's a mess. There's no question about it. So we continue to track that horrible storm. All right, we've got an election on Tuesday. The jobs number just came out, 7.9, up 1/10. Does this have any impact on this election, Johnny?
Well, I mean, who knows, Steve? If you're going to believe what they're selling now, you'll buy anything.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, a couple of tenths drop. I haven't seen where that's come from, Mike. I don't know how they even measure it at this point, but, you know, it's essentially the same thing, and I think the economy needs a bolt. I tell you, if you want to see the economy spurt up, watch Romney. If he does win, you're going to have an instant influx of cash all over the country and things that people are waiting to see who wins this thing. So I think you'll see an instant mini boom if Romney wins, because that's how much cash is waiting on the sidelines to see what happens.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't have the answer to it. I just think that some of these numbers, they can play with them, and And you know, the thing is, how many people are looking for a job? How many people have dropped out of the workforce? You know, there's a lot of questions. I mean, if unemployment is coming down, I'm happy. I mean, believe me, I don't care if it's under this administration, the last administration, or the next administration. If unemployment truly is coming down, if we're doing the right things economically to grow our country, then I'm happy. I could care less who gets the credit for it, because these people out there, they're Americans, and they deserve this opportunity to be able to grow their lives and live their lives.
Well, and I agree with that, but I do believe that if Romney can pull it off, and it's going to be close, Stevie, yeah. But then I think you're going to see a lot of people have opportunities for jobs absolutely instantly.
Well, here's how it sounded the last 24 hours.
The president wants to see four more years, and that's his chant, four more years, four more years. But our chant is this, five more days, all right, five more days.
As long as there are families who are working harder and harder but falling further behind, our work's not yet done.
We're not going to hide from this debt crisis. We're going to run at our country's problems instead of away from our country's problems.
I want you to tell them what Barack has done for our economy, our health care, our education, but also I want you to tell them that, yes, Barack ended the war in Iraq.
Would you want four more years with trillion-dollar deficits every year? How about four more years of gridlock in Washington, D.C.?
And interestingly, according to White House transcripts, Al-Qaeda on the run has been mentioned 32 times since Libya.
Well, it is. It's politics, guys. You know, people are, they're going to say a lot of things that probably aren't 100% true, but everybody that hears them has a tendency to believe they are true. And so you're appealing to different people, the Osama bin Laden thing, ending the war, this, that. I mean, there's a lot of spin on a lot of this stuff, you know. If it happened under your watch, then you're going to get credit for it. It's crazy. And this is the good and the bad. I'm not talking about only the good. I'm talking about the negative things, too.
Yeah, and I tell you, Steve, it's just a matter of you're kind of setting a course on your strategy, and you just keep coming up with what you plan to say. I mean, I think the strategy that Obama's used for his campaign has been a disaster. If I was a mole in the campaign trying to sabotage his campaign, this is what I would have had him try to make him do. From early March, Mike, he's been going way left and not really playing to the middle at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know who came up with it, what they're thinking, but I think you said it a long time ago. This should have been an easy one. And
yeah, I think the thing that bothers me, we have such a division right now in our political system between the right and left. And I try to tell somebody the other day, they asked me a question. I said, politics to me should not be about anything but service. If you serve, if you get into politics and you're elected to office, you serve the people who elected you. You don't serve a party. You don't serve special interest. But that's not the facts. The facts are the opposite of that. So, what Romney did in the state of Massachusetts is phenomenal. I mean, when you really think about it, it's a Democratic state.
And it is unbelievable.
And he made it work because you've got to reach across the aisles. You've got to quit slapping the other guy in the face. I mean, and that's basically what's happening right now in politics.
And see, if I would have been running the Democratic campaign, I'd have worked as hard trying to say, this time we're going to be more united. We have had too much division. We're going to look at some of these things in this health care bill, and we may throw them out,
John,
instead of working so hard trying to divide us.
Yeah.
Completely the opposite of what they did. And we'll see, Stevie. What do you think? Who's going to win, Steve?
I feel the momentum with Romney, but you're hearing the same from both sides saying, hey, we're going to win, we're going to win. They're pumping it up. I'm not sure what it means when the president has to defend Wisconsin in the last 3 days of this race, when Wisconsin was supposed to be an easy one. He won by 14 over McCain there last time. So I think he's defending some of the firewall states that they thought they had. But again, I want to mention last thing about politics. Johnny's on a phone call yesterday. Johnny, tell me about your phone call.
Well, it's just an update. Some of the people interested in the campaign can check in on the finance. By the way, Romney's raised over $800 million, and I think Obama's either right there or a little more, a little less.
But, Mike, he's on a conference call with Mitt Romney yesterday. That's how high-level Brother Johnny is.
Yeah,
are you kidding
Mitt
me?
Yeah, Mitt dialed in. Actually, he's not usually in, but it was
pretty
neat.
Yeah, I got invited to a fundraiser, but it was $75,000 per head. I just thought I better not go.
That's the kind of numbers they're getting, Mike. I'll tell you what.
It was not quite $75,000. It was only $1,000. So
they've had a lot.
You know, I've already voted,
that kind of money
so
on
it's
both
very
sides.
Simple
50,
to me.
$75,000.
You know, the country's going to continue on, and hopefully whoever's elected, we got to support them and do the best we can, move forward, and keep this country at the forefront of what's going on in the world.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool, Johnny. Mitt Romney. So they're feeling optimism. Is that what
you're... Well, he thought that, you know, he just has a lot of positive energy, and he mentioned that a lot of registered Democrats have come up to him and said, "I voted for Obama last time, but I'm definitely voting for you." So we'll just have to wait and see, how many of those votes there are.
Yeah, but it would take more than a few of those. It would take lots of them. So,
well,
you know,
and you've got to.
Yeah, but
Mike,
I understand you're going to hear that, and I've seen that too. But it's going to take thousands of those, millions of those, actually. So.
Well, people who are saying that Romney's going to win in a landslide are going by, you know, conventional history of what they've seen. And I'll tell you what, that's out the window. There's three wild cards, Stevie, in this election. One of them is Barack Obama, one of them is early voting, and one of them is this storm. So I think it's just like up for grabs.
Yeah. All right, 7:46, you're listening to ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, Brother Johnny, engineer extraordinaire, entrepreneur, unbelievable, on conference calls with Mitt Romney. Wow. All right, 7:46. Is Richard Dent selling a book, Mike? He comes out 28 years later and blames you for the fact you didn't win two Super Bowls in a row. That is like about as strange as I've ever heard. What's up with that?
Well, I really don't know, Steve. I mean, I consider the source, so I leave it go. But I really don't know. ESPN said we want to talk about it on the weekend. I said I refuse to talk about it, and I really do. I mean, I don't understand it, and it is what it is. It is what it is. I mean,
listen,
everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what makes
like he wants some attention, because that's quite a stretch there, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's okay with me. I mean, really, it's fine. I mean, and hey, listen. We won one. I mean, that was pretty good, too. A lot of teams never win one.
But the timing, I mean, it's just like, okay, Mrs. Leary really started the Chicago Fire. What? Not the cow. Why are we talking about this now? It's the weirdest story.
I think he's writing a book with somebody.
Well, that makes sense.
That's all I needed
to
know.
You know,
Mike Ditka is in the top five of all-time Bears. I guess they got Walter Payton at number one. George Halas is what, number two?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's like number three. Mm-hmm. Mike is and you had some great guys on that 85 team, but you're clearly the guy that has sustained success, that has been the icon that you have been. And to go back like that was the strangest thing I haven't heard a stranger sports story in.
Well, if you're trying to get publicity, you want a little controversy. You got to say somebody's name, like Mike Ditka, that people are going to stop and say, what did he say about Mike?
All right.
It's not that strange.
Okay, I understand.
You know, it shows you sometimes the different mentalities in our society. It's something, you know, 20, you're right, 20 years, 28 years after the fact, who cares?
Well,
come on.
I only have one small Richard Dent story. The only thing I've ever heard about Richard Dent is Jerry Hester used to play for Illinois. He said they were up in Chicago playing two-on-two basketball, and Michael Jordan was playing with Richard Dent on his team, and Michael's team lost, Mike, because Richard wouldn't pass him the ball. What? Are you kidding me?
If the elevator doesn't get to the top four, then it doesn't get to the top four. Not much you can do.
I said, get it to Michael. What? I mean, that's the craziest thing ever.
Well, that's that old saying, sometimes, you know, it's better to appear stupid than open your mouth and move on top, you know.
Jordan then say, let's play another one.
He got Jerry Hester on his team, and he said, he went up quietly and said, I want you on my team, and they smoked him because Jerry threw Michael the ball. That's all you have to do in that game is throw Michael Jordan the ball. That's the only Richard Dent story. In any event, 7:49. All right, NFL this weekend. What do you see? The Bears are for real, right, Mike?
Oh, they really are. They're a very good team. I mean, they got a great defense, great special team, and really, they're doing some good things offensively. They just got to get a little more consistent in that area, and they know what they got to do. I mean, people say, well, they won by 1 point. They were lucky to win, but they won. You know, the bottom line in this business is, do you win or do you lose? A lot of those teams that get in that situation, like the Panthers, they lost that game. Well, there's a reason for that happening. The Giants won, the Cowboys lost. Why? Well, it came down to a play here or there, and they made the plays they had to make. So that's a sign of a good football team.
You know, Mike, I hope you weren't watching Kansas City last night. It just wouldn't have been healthy. But.
Well, I think the game of the year coming up, Kansas City and New Orleans, and New Orleans will beat them by 30.
Mike, we already played them, and guess what? They're 1-6, and guess what? We lost to them.
Oh, my God.
We lost to Kansas City in like the third game. Are they 1-7 now? Whatever.
Yeah,
it is,
1-7.
That's their only win.
Yeah.
And the same with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
And we're not that bad. I mean, we have
we
a good offense.
You got a great offense. I mean, the defense you got is just it's out to lunch right now. But,
yeah.
I mean, but I look at
we've
got to
play Philadelphia Monday night.
And then I hear somebody saying, and there's no pro team that would lose to a the University of Alabama. Yeah. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I think
was it
Spurrier? Steve Spurrier, I think, said that he thought Alabama could beat some NFL teams.
I don't know about that guy.
I'm kind of agreeing with Steve.
it's when you go through the lines and all that. I don't know.
Well, what about did Andy Reid do the right thing keeping Michael Vick as his quarterback, Mike?
Well, Andy Reid's trying to save their season. They're not out of this thing by any means. I mean, they're right in the thing. I mean, and he feels right now that the best option for their football team moving forward is Michael Vick. I don't know. I don't know Nick Foles. I don't know what's going on there. But I'll tell you this, that Andy Reid's a good man. I mean, he's not trying to get beat. But if you watch these guys play, guys, they don't, you know, they have no sacks in the last three games. And this is this wide nine defense and all this, and they have no sacks in the last three games. They can't protect the quarterback. Michael Vick got hit so hard the other day, got hit so often. I would be happy to have somebody take over the job for me after seeing that. And so they're not playing good in a lot, but still yet they're right in the thing.
Well, and, you know, New Orleans doesn't have any kind of a rush, so Vick might run wild on us, and
he might too, but they got no defense. Their secondary is horrible. I mean, Breece may.
So Breece could kill them. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. That's Monday night, and then the Dallas Cowboys. How do you assess the Cowboys, Mike?
Snake bit. They're snake bit, but they're the snake bite themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making the mistakes that are killing them. I mean, whether it's drop balls, you're blaming Romo, and Romo made a bad decision on a couple of the throws. There's no question about it. But some of them happen. You know, the one that Pierre Paul picked off the quick screen. You know, that's hard to say that was Romo's fault. I mean, you got to get rid of the ball in that situation. Kid made a great play. That's all there is to it. That's going to happen sometimes. But, they're a team right now that really doesn't look very confident. And when you're not confident, you're trying this and you're trying that. They got nothing to hang their hat on right now. They don't have a running game, so they got to throw the football. You know, Witten caught 18 passes in the game, set a new record. Could have caught 30. Could have caught 30. The whole middle of the field was wide open. I said in the first, Romo's got to start throwing the ball to the tight end.
Des Bryant can get back on track.
Plus, he's a great football player. I think a future Hall of Famer.
If Bryant can start catching the ball again, I think they're off. It'll help. But I got to tell you, Mike, I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to beat Atlanta. And Atlanta's 7-0, but they really haven't played a winning team.
They haven't, John. I agree with you. And they got a good chance. The Cowboys always have a chance. But I tell you one thing: one guy who's not getting enough credit is Matt Ryan.
That's true.
Yeah, he's getting he's not getting enough credit for what he does. He's not being called the elite quarterback, and they're throwing these other guys around like Flacco and this and that. Stop it. That's all I can tell you. Stop it.
You're right. Ryan's always been a little underrated. He's got a little bit of a funny throwing motion is the only thing I can tell you. And he kills us with that funny motion. So we got to play him twice in about the next 5 weeks, so that'll be fun. But really, I think Atlanta, you know, they've won some close games, one just recently against Oakland. I don't know. They're good, but I don't know if they're a dominant team. I think the next 4 or 5 games, they don't have a real tough schedule.
Yeah, it's right now it's hard to say who the best team. People say Atlanta, Chicago, Houston. I don't know. I just know that at the end of the year, I think a team like Green Bay is going to be hanging around. I think the Giants will be around. I mean, the Giants might
Giants
be the best
team.
They might be the best team. I think if the Cowboys get on track, they could be hanging around. I mean, you know, there's a few teams that could come back. You know San Francisco is for real. I mean, I don't care what their record is. When they play, they're punching them out.
Yeah.
But if the Bears' offense starts to take off too, Mike, they're going to be unstoppable. They get a little consistency.
Well, listen, guys, we'll leave it there. By the way, Lance Briggs, yikes. Is he a good football player or what for the Bears?
Yeah, he sure is. He's played in the shadows for a long time, and he's come out of the shadows pretty well.
I think Mike Ditka would have him at fullback on the goal line. That guy is an athlete. He can dive. He can jump. He can run.
Well, Mike, we're glad you got back out of that storm.
Yep, we sure are.
Yeah, and we're glad. We hope all the people survive it and make the best of it and people make the right decisions. I don't know if running the marathon's the right one or not, but let's hope it all works out.
Yeah, they're doing that. Chicago Marathon over the weekend. They said they want to return to normalcy. They got the Giants game in the Meadowlands. That's going to be logistically difficult. But we'll, again, hope and pray for all the people out there. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, CJ. Thank
you, guys. God bless.
God bless. Talk to you Monday. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, this time, Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. It caught me by surprise. I had no idea that was coming. I mean, totally by surprise. All of a sudden, we're talking Matt Ryan, Atlanta, and he says, stop it. And we will go to our winner after the top of the hour. But yes, indeed, Mike Ditka gets it done. I thought we were going to 175 on Monday. I really did. And so we'll describe the prize, get to that.